You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, I'd like to welcome Karthik Kannan from Envision.
Super excited to be here again, Callum, and thanks for having me over.
Ally has been out publicly a few months now. It was in beta a long time before that, but it's now public, and we heard last week how it's going to opening up access to museums and all kinds of other places. I believe you've got something interesting in that sense in terms of products to talk about.
Yes, and I'm super excited to talk about it. We are now launching Ally on a next generation wearable. It's called the Ally Solos glasses. So Solos is the company that we are partnering with. It's a company based out of Hong Kong that makes smart eyewear, and we're partnering with them to essentially put Ally onto these wearables. The Solos glasses, they look like any other pair of glasses. In fact, if I was wearing them and walking down the street, it's almost impossible to tell that it's smart glasses, right? So it looks and feels like a pair of regular glasses. It's got two HD cameras. So unlike the Envision glasses, which only have one camera on it, on the right-hand side, it's got two HD cameras, able to capture almost 4K resolution, images. You have the glasses themselves only weigh about 42 grams, which is 1.5 ounces. That's basically the same weight as a prescription, lenses or prescription glasses itself. So it's not heavier than a usual pair of glasses. And it offers an all day battery life. So users, essentially what they can do is they can get about 10 hours of battery life with Ally Solos glasses. They just take them out of the case, put them on. There are no menus, there are no buttons, none of that stuff. You just put on the glasses and you can start a conversation with Ally hands-free, right? So you could basically wear these glasses, go outdoors, ask Ally questions about your environment. You could be at in your office, and you could be wanting to read a piece of text or a document, and these glasses can do that for you. They can recognize faces of friends and family. They can recognize your personal belongings. They can give you descriptions of objects. So basically, Ally does everything. Ally Solos glasses do everything the Ally app does, but you can do all of that in a hands-free manner. Pairing the glasses to your phone is just a matter of like 30 seconds. You can just take out the glasses, pair it to your phone once, and that's it, right? So it's a very, very easy to use, but still quite powerful because it has Ally running on it to help you with everything.
Like the current Envision glasses are standalone. I mean, they do need a data connection for some features, but they don't necessarily require a smartphone to be connected all the time. Are these similar?
No, they're the opposite. They do require a smartphone to be connected. You do need to connect them to a smartphone, right? You need to be able to, it's like using your AirPods or or Apple Watch or any of those kind of connected devices, right? So you connect the glasses for one time to your phone, and then from that point on, you can just take out the glasses from the case, put them on, and then they automatically connect to your phone, right? The glasses, the main reason for that was one. It allows, we've seen from Envision glasses users itself that most of the times, nowadays people are around their phone all the time, right? They pretty much travel with their phone when they go outside. They use their phone at home extensively. So it felt like, we can just cut out having to have a standalone device if we can just reliably connect to the phone all the time. That way, users don't have to worry about constantly connecting their glasses to a Wi-Fi network or a hotspot connection, which is a big deal because, you don't have to, if you're going to a new place, as long as your phone is connected to the internet or the Wi-Fi in that place, you don't have to worry about your glasses connecting to that Wi-Fi as well, right? So because it uses your phone for processing, it just makes the whole thing simpler. Another thing about having this kind of a design is that it makes it incredibly affordable. The Ally Solos glasses are at, they basically start at $399 in the pre-order phase. So that is, again, remarkably, cost-effective compared to other wearables in the segment and even the Envision glasses that we launched about 5 years ago, right? So this really helps reduce costs as well as, ensuring that it makes it a much more easier to use device.
And does this require, because Ally has the free plan, but there is also a pro plan. Does this require the subscription for the glasses?
Yes, it does require a subscription for the glasses. We do offer a free trial of the pro version with the pre-order campaign, but then people can just make a purchase of a pro plan right after. And yeah, right now the prices are quite cheap. We are offering $10 per month or £10 per month and £100 per year. That's basically the cost of that, and it gives access to unlimited number of conversations, a lot of premium features on Ally and so on. Yeah.
So in terms of functionality, I mean, you mentioned there's no menus because I think the previous Envision glasses had the different options, as you said before. You had like scan mode and reader mode and all these different face recognition and all these different kind of options. This is, I'm guessing you just ask your question and it knows what to do, I'm guessing, is what you mean by that.
Exactly. I think that's exactly how it works, and it might seem a little too simplistic, but I think people who have used Ally on the phone really know that this is how it works, right? You really just ask what you need. It's like a genie, literally. You just ask what you need, and then it will like understand what you're talking about, and then help you out with it. And this is only going to get smarter and smarter and smarter. Like over the last year, ability the general AI's ability to understand what you're saying and then pick the right tool to solve the problem has gotten dramatically better. In fact, we are now kind of using the latest GPT-5 models in Solos classes, and it's a phenomenal model when it comes to being able to pick the right tool based on what you ask, right? It's one of the biggest strengths of the GPT-5 model, and so we're able to leverage state-of-the-art AI like that, and then build our own AI as tools that this particular AI can call, right? And so we're just basically taking all that we have learned with the Envision AI app and the Envision glasses, and then building these, niche AI tools, and then having a really smart AI call these tools at the right time and orchestrate the whole thing. And that's only going to get smarter and smarter, as the months go by.
Okay, and if people want to learn more about these and order them, how do they do that?
So people can go ahead and pre-order the glasses today on the Ally website. So they can go to ally.me/glasses. That's ally.me/glasses, GLASSES. You can go ahead and pre-order your glasses over there. And we ship end of September. That's when we hope to ship these glasses. And yeah, we'll be more than happy if you support us in this campaign. It's a very new type of device. It's really pushing the state of the art in AI in smart glasses, and it's a pretty comfortable pair of glasses to wear. So I'm super excited to see what the community's feedback on that is.
Absolutely, and I think that price is a huge selling point. I mean, it brings it in line with everything that's out there. I mean, I'm certainly interested to try these. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
And these glasses come with a 30 days no questions asked return policy as well. We offer that for all of Envision's products. So it also extends to purchases made during the pre-order time as well. So people can just go ahead and check out the glasses on our website. That's ally.me/glasses. And if they like it, they can just go ahead and purchase it. And yeah, we're hoping to ship the stuff by the end of September. And fingers crossed, yeah, we'll be able to make a dent in the space.
Yeah, absolutely. Great news. Well, we look forward to seeing how these develop. Karthik Kannan from Envision, thanks so much for joining us to chat about the Ally Solos classes.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.